Thank you, Elizabeth. Before our next and final news stories, we must apologize for last week's football feature from Chris Gorham and Rob Butler. An earlier edition was sent in error, and we will do our best to correct this next week if possible. We end with a couple of beer stories and news of the relocation of the May Feast on the Street. The Shakespeare Festival returns in July, and the Madam Market Theatre advertises for a new manager. But we start with a heartwarming story.
A young boy has got his smile back. Danny Bailey reached out to Nelson's Journey following the death of his father Mark in August 2014. The Little Plumstead-based charity, which supports bereaved youngsters, helped Danny and his mother Nikki. Mrs. Bailey said, "Nelson's Journey helped to pick us up and put us back on our feet. They were there for us when we were in no state to think clearly, with much-needed advice and guidance. They arranged for us to go to the RAF Marham Family Day. This was the first time since it happened that Danny really put all his worries to one side and enjoyed the day as a child his age should be able to do. It was wonderful to see him get his smile back." And now, to show their thanks, the pair from Heacham have raised funds for the charity. They hosted a busy coffee morning with a twist. More than just hot drinks and cake, it included a tombola, raffles, jewellery stalls, and a homemade card stall. There were also a handful of games for families to enjoy and a sweepstake. The coffee morning stalls raised £771 and the raffle made £1,208. Danny said, "I absolutely loved it, and I think everybody else enjoyed it too. I felt very loved when I realised there were so many people helping us and giving attention to Nelson's Journey." Mrs. Bailey added, "The support that we received was absolutely overwhelming. It's been very heartwarming."
A competition to name this year's Norwich City of Ale charity beer has concluded, with the winning suggestion revealed as Each Golden Moment. The Fruity Session Ale will raise money for East Anglia Children's Hospice, Each. It is brewed by Woodfords, and 20 pence will be donated to charity for each pint of the 4.1% Golden IPA that is sold. The naming competition attracted a record number of entries, and the winning name was selected unanimously by a panel of representatives from the Woodfords, City of Ale, and Each. The winner is Scott Edwards of Norwich, who wins two VIP tickets to the City of Ale launch party at the Narracks on Thursday, May the 26th, where he will be presented with a demi-pin of the ale. Dawn Leader, co-chairman of the City of Ale, said, "It is a great name. It manages to encapsulate in three well-chosen words both the ethos of Each and the essence of the ale."
Three Norwich pubs have sold more than 9,000 pints of an ale brewed to commemorate Norfolk heroine Edith Cavell. The Duke of Wellington, the Edith Cavell, and the Gardener's Arms, known as the Murderers, sold the most pints of Edith Cavell ale in 2015, the year marking the centenary of her death. These pubs sold over 20% of the total of 45,000 pints sold by pubs and shops during 2015. Stephen Morley, head of Trusts and Major Gifts and Cavell Nurses Trust, said, "We're extremely grateful to the pubs and all the other outlets that supported the campaign. Raising a glass of Edith Cavell ale is a great way to pay tribute to this heroic Norfolk nurse and to raise money to support nurses in crisis." A total of £3,411.61 has been donated to Cavell Nurses Trust by Wolf Brewery and Norwich and Norfolk Camera from the sales of Edith Cavell ales throughout 2015.
A street food collective, which saw its events cancelled due to claims of mess, has revealed it has secured a new city centre location. From May, Feast on the Street, made up of traders from around Norfolk and Suffolk, will appear outside the Sir Isaac Newton Sixth Form on Bethel Street, it has confirmed. It comes after the Forum, its previous home, cancelled the events in March, saying that grease and mess left by traders was becoming a problem, something the collective denies. Tony Lacey, Feast on the Street director, said they were delighted with the move. It was a natural location for us, as so many of the staff and pupils already are customers, so why not take our traders to them? Naturally, we will invite all of our regulars, and, of course, those that have yet to experience street food in Norwich to come and join us at Sir Isaac Newton. We won't be there just to feed the college. All are welcome.
Norwich Cathedral's Shakespeare Festival is to return this summer with an open-air production of the comedy Much Ado About Nothing. The annual festival has become a popular event, and it has extra significance this year because 2016 is the 400th anniversary of the death of the great playwright. The show will be performed in the surroundings of the cathedral cloisters by the Lord Chamberlain's men, who've previously performed Twelfth Night and Romeo and Juliet against this historic backdrop. Much Ado About Nothing will take to the stage on Friday, July the 15th and Saturday, July the 16th at 7 p.m. The Lord Chamberlain's men are known for presenting Shakespeare's plays just as they would have been done in his day, and this Battle of the Sexes comedy will be performed by an all-male cast with Elizabethan costume, music and dance.
A new role of general manager at the Mattermarket Theatre in Norwich is being advertised as trustees continue to defend their decision to make management changes at the city venue. An advertisement for the post has appeared on the theatre's website seeking applications for the role with a salary of between £26,000 and £30,000, depending on experience. The move is the latest development at the theatre, where its board of trustees has decided not to renew the 2-year contracts of joint creative directors Stash Kirkbride and Peter Beck. The decision has sparked an outpouring of support for the duo, who oversaw an ambitious revamp of the venue where they championed a diverse programme. Dozens of people signed a lengthy open letter from the group called Support the Mattermarket, which detailed serious misgivings about the way the decision was taken. The letter, which was sent to the trustees, called for a constructive dialogue about the situation. The board has now responded with a letter of explanation running into 7 pages and has said, while it is grateful for Mr. Beck and Mr. Kirkbride's achievements, which have reinvigorated and breathed new life into the theatre, it upholds its belief that the theatre should return to the previous management structure. The trustees have said both Mr. Beck and Mr. Kirkbride are welcome to apply for the roles.
And that's just about it for this week. Do remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone on Norwich 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back when we can. And remember, too, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your chatterbox recording to us. You know the routine. Put it in the wallet, turn over the address label, pop it in the postbox. You don't need a stamp because it's postpaid.
We hope that you enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. The readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. The features were read by Elizabeth Stimson. And What's On was devised and presented by Margaret Thompson. Our sound engineer was Peter Murch. All items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts full responsibility for the contents of this recording. Remember, Let's Talk follows. So, on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team at Chatterbox, it's goodbye until next week from Marianne Penn
and John Francis. Goodbye.
Goodbye.